or L'chof Kislev Tuesday night, to our halach in Chavis HaLobos. So the old question of when to light. So there's two shitas, and one is shkia, one is seis, and in Eretz Yisrael the more prevalent shita. I don't know what the Hasidim do, probably seis, but the prevalent shita that I'm aware of is shkia, and the other shita is seis. If it's seis, then the people that light by seis usually daven Meira first. But they should have everything set up so that they can light immediately after Ma'ariv without any further delay. If a person always davens Ma'ariv later in the evening, it seems to me that that's perfectly okay. He can do that Chanukah too, but it seems that even Achreinim or common minig is like, for some reason, there is a thing to like daven Ma'ariv first. I'm not sure where that comes from, but if you always have a Ma'ariv later, why can't you do it Chanukah? No, you should certainly light as soon as possible in the evening if you can't light either at Shkia or at Seis. If it really, really gets late, then you have to ask a Shaila about where to light and about a Bracha. It's not so poshut if it gets like really, really late. There is a concept of lighting before Shkia, after Plag HaMincha, but that's on a much lower madrega, so to speak, than lighting really late at night. If you have to choose, it's almost certainly going to be better late at night than before Shkia, after Plag. Shaila comes up very often if there's only one spouse in the house at lighting time, especially in our hemisphere. Hanukkah is very, very early Shkia. The earliest Shkia of the winter is usually mamish the week of Hanukkah. And it's not always easy for someone to be home on time. If they work, they don't take off for work, or it's hard to take off for work, or whatever. So you have to ask a Shaila, you have to discuss it, you have to work out what you're going to do. There's different ways of handling it. You don't have to be present. You don't have to be present. Although it's mashma in many places, you should try to hear the brachas, even if you're not home for lighting. But certainly, you don't have to. If someone in the house lights, so the other person's yotzei. Maybe they could have in mind not to be yotzei if they don't want, but pashtus, they're being yotzei. And they should try to make an effort to hear the brachas somewhere else. Especially Shasa Nisa. Okay, we're in Chayvus HaVavus, we're in Cheshvan HaNefesh, Per Gimel. We're up to the second Cheshvan that a person has to think about. And this is that he has his body, and his body is put together, and he can think and see and feel and digest food and breathe and walk. And all the brichos hashachar and everything. Vasheini cheshbon adam im nafsho begodol tovos v'alakim alov b'chibur gufo, putting together the guf vashloma suraso umahuso v'tavnus evarav, whether it's your elbows joint or your knee. There's some very, very, very complicated evarim there that v'otseso v'otsooso mibetanimo. Yecholto Yisbarach, and born safely. Lachon Astarpo Kodem Lazer, Hashem took care of him as a fetus. Ba'achrav, Kithi Haroi Loi, Kishi Yotzarcho, Kith Hashem takes care. Chesu Mielakovalov, Yachshu Benavshu. Hilu Hayachosa B'tchilas Briyoso, B'li Einayim, which some people are born B'li Einayim, or Yodayim, or Aglayim. And someone came along and said, I could give you sight, I can give you arms, I can give you feet. Wouldn't he be overwhelmingly thankful? And he would want to do to that person whatever he could. So Achar Boro Yisborach, Asher Tikein Gufo, Vehishlem Eivorov, Kulam B'tachlos HaTikun, with a Kuf, HaTikun, with a Chof, Moshe Omar and Eel, Vachorna, Ki Vachomer, Asisonik, Alofer, Tishiveni, Ushar Ha'inyon, a bunch of Psukim and Eel, Vomar, Ki Atok, Konisach, Elio Soi, that's a Postuk in Tehillim, Vomar, Ki Dagochi, Viboten, another Postuk in Tehillim, and so that's number two, is to realize the tovos involved in the human body, how it's put together. I mean, this is a subject matter for years to study. It's not really something just to say over in 5 minutes, but that's the nature of the Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. So you have number one was his very existence. Number two is that he's put together. Okay, we'll stop here.